MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360. MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Winning Bets. This show gives you all of the tools and the information you need to make those bets to help you win your games in the National Football League. The premise of this show, as I stated earlier, is to not only help you win your bets, and also to guide you along the way in the variety of games that are available in the world of sports betting. Before we get to this week's National Football League games in week two, I want to explain how the games work. Let's start off with the game of Moneyline. Moneyline is if you place a bet on your team, that means if you play a Moneyline game, if you place a bet on the Moneyline, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. Also, the next game is Point Spread. A point spread is a bet on the margin of victory in a sporting event. It's normally the most popular bet type in the sports of basketball and football. So while a point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin, Moneyline does not. So again, Moneyline, if you bet on the team to win the game, if they win, you win, no matter the score. However, if you play point spread, the team must win by a specified margin. And then there's over under total points. You bet on whether the total points scored by both combined will be more or less than the figure. So say, for instance, if you have a bet and the over and under is both 45.5 points, if you bet that both teams combined will score over 44.5 points, you win the bet. Or if you bet under 44.5 total points, you win that bet. So again, there's money line, point spread, and over under total points. All right, let's get right to it. So again, we're now locked and loaded, and we're in full steam ahead for the National Football League 2022 season. So here we are for week two in the National Football League. Let's start off with the Thursday night opener between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the first Thursday night football game of the year. So let's get right to it. So for the point spread, the Chargers are going to be +4, and Kansas City is going to be -4. Again, the total point spread in this Chargers Chiefs spread will be +4, and for Kansas City, it's going to be -4. Next up is going to be the money line. The Chargers are at +175, and Kansas City is at -210. And finally, for the over-under total points, the over is 54.5. And the under is 54.5. So again, for the Thursday night matchup between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs, for the Chargers, the point spread will be +4. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, the point spread is -4. Money line, Chargers +175. For Kansas City is -210. And the over under total points will be over 54.5 and under 54.5. The next game we have as we get rolling on Sunday's action will be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up against the New Orleans Saints. Tampa Bay, the point spread will be -3. For New Orleans, the total point spread is going to be +3. For the money line, Tampa Bay is at -165. New Orleans is going to be at +140. Next game will be the New England Patriots going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Total point spread will be -1.5 points for the New England Patriots, and for Pittsburgh, it's going to be +1.5. The money line for New England, -120, and for Pittsburgh, it's going to be +100. And the over-under total points will be over 40.5 and under 40.5. Next game that we have will be the Miami Dolphins going up against the Baltimore Ravens. First, the point spread for Miami, +3.5. And for Baltimore, -3.5. For the money line, Miami is at +150. Baltimore is at -178. And the over-under total points will be over 44.5 and under 44.5. Next up, we have the New York Jets going up against the Cleveland Browns. The point spread for the Jets is +6. And for Cleveland, it's -6. The money line for the Jets, +210. For Cleveland, -260. And the over-under total points will be over 40. Next game we have are the Indianapolis Colts going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The point spread first for Indianapolis, -4. For Jacksonville, +4. The money line for Indianapolis is -205. For Jacksonville is +170. And the over-under total points will be over 47 and under 47. Next game that we have, the Washington Commanders going up against the Detroit Lions. First for the point spread, Washington is at +2.5, and Detroit is at -2.5. Washington, for the money line, Washington is at +115. Detroit is at -135. So in the over-under total points will be over 49 and under 49. Next game that we have are the Carolina Panthers going up against the New York Giants. First for Carolina, the point spread is going to be +2.5. And for the New York Giants, it's -2.5. For the money line, Carolina is at +118. And for the New York Giants is -140. And for over-under total points, over 43 and under 43. Game that we have is the Atlanta Falcons going up against the Los Angeles Rams. For Atlanta, the point spread is +10.5. For the Rams, it's -10.5. For the money line, Atlanta is at +430. For the Rams, it's -600. And over under total points, it'll be over 47 and under 47. Next game that we have will be the Seattle Seahawks going up against the San Francisco 49ers. First for the point spread, Seattle is at +10 and San Francisco is at -10. For the money line, Seattle is at +360 and San Francisco is at -480. And the over-under total points will be over 42.5 and under 42.5. Next game that we have will be the Houston Texans going up against the Denver Broncos. The point spread for Houston is at +10. As for Denver, it's going to be -10. The money line, Houston is at +400 and Denver is at -550. And the over-under total points will be over 45.5 and under 45.5. Game that we have will be the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Dallas Cowboys. First, the point spread for Cincinnati is at -7.5 points. For Dallas, it's going to be +7.5. For the money line, Cincinnati is going to be -345. Dallas is at +270. And the over-under total points will be over 43 and under 43. Next game that we have will be the Arizona Cardinals going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. Arizona's point spread will be +6. Las Vegas's point spread will be -6. Meanwhile, for the money line, Arizona is at +196 and Las Vegas is at -240. And the over-under total points will be over 51.5 and under 51.5. Then we have the Sunday night matchup, the NFC North showdown between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. First for Chicago, the point spread will be +10, while Green Bay's point spread is -10. Now next up on the money line contest, Chicago is +400, while Green Bay is -550. And the over-under total points will be over 42.5 and under 42.5. Then we have the Monday night doubleheader. First, the Tennessee Titans going up against the Buffalo Bills in a great game just outside of Buffalo in Orchard Park. First, Tennessee will be at +10, while Buffalo is at -10. The money line, Tennessee is at +360, while Buffalo is at -480. And the over-under total points will be over 49.5 and under 49.5. And then we have the second game of the Monday night doubleheader between the Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles. First, for the point spread, Minnesota is at +2 and Philadelphia is at -2. For the money line, Minnesota is at +115 and Philadelphia is at -135. And the over and under total points will be over 51 and under 51. So those are your numbers for week two in the National Football League. So again, as I mentioned right at the beginning of the program, again, money line, spread, and over under total points. Remember, how money line works is this. If you place a bet on a team to win the game, if they win, you win, no matter the score. Basically, a bet on the margin of victory in a sporting event. So a point spread requires the team you bet on to win by a specified margin. So say, for instance, if the point spread is -4 and that you bet on that team to win, that team must win by 4 points. They can't win by 3 points. They can't win by 5 points. That team must win by that specified margin of 4 points. Whereas when you bet on money line, you bet on a clear-cut winner. If they win, you win, no matter the score. But with point spread, they must win. You only win by that margin that the team has won by. So say, for instance, if the point spread is 5 and the final score is Team B beats Team C by 5 points, guess what? You win the wager. And then, of course, there's over-under total points. You bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than this figure. So again, let's say the over-under total points will be 55. If both teams get a combined score of 56 and you bet over 55, guess what? You win the wager. You win the bet. But if you bet under 53 and the team scores, both teams combined for 58 points, and you will bet under 53, you don't win. You don't win the bet. So, again, that's how that works with money line, spread, and over-under total points. So, hope you're out there. You make sure that you gamble responsibly. Make sure that you're placing the proper bets. Make sure you don't go overboard, and make sure that you're safe with doing this. And, again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Please remember to gamble responsibly. Caution, have fun, but at the same token, please make sure that you gamble responsibly. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Winning Bets. Good luck to you out there, and hopefully you'll be out there and you'll win not just one game, but you'll win multiple games, and hopefully your money will add up in the right way. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to The Winning Bets.